Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio. Also, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer. You used to work for Deezer.
Jesus, you dug into YouTube.
Yes.
That's not even on my
channel. Tune in, Radio Public. And now we're on radio.com, and we just added on CastBox. So thanks for all you new listeners. YouTube, wherever you're checking us out, it's the Dark Mark Show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And, you know, you don't want to be on camera, really?
Whatever. It's fine.
Okay, good. See this beautiful face right here? That is my co-host, everybody's favorite heavy metal vegan DJ, or vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bock.
Hello, guys.
Hi, Hannah.
Hi. Sorry.
That's okay.
Missed you last week.
No, but we saw each other at the Cult concert.
We did. We went to the Cult concert. Yeah, we can talk about that.
We'll talk about
later.
That a little bit, but we've got, I'm surrounded by
which
you.
Cult?
The Cult.
There's one
the
cult.
The 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, there's only one?
Yeah.
There's Blue Oyster Cult. There's the Cults, plural. But then there's the Cult. There's a lot of cults around.
So. I love that.
My Life with Thrill Kill Cult.
Oh, My Life with Thrill. But that's with a K, so that's, yeah. There's a lot of cults.
Is this a band or a cult?
It's called The Cult.
And it's a band.
It's a band.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was hoping it was a cult.
By the way, the person talking,
the person that won't stop interrupting.
No, please. Interrupt all day, please. Hannah's cracking up. Don't worry about it. I'm just... she's got her own podcast. That's why she's used to talking. And she's, that's okay.
Yeah.
Interrupt all you want.
I heard I need to lean into it more.
No, you know everything. So
yeah.
But you didn't know the Cult was a band.
Yeah, it's irony.
Yes. This is Emily Hagen.
Hey, guys.
Stand-up comedian, host, mm-hmm. Podcaster, YouTuber. You do everything.
I said I'm into the dark side on the inside, but I don't. Dress like it.
No, there's a lot of, trust me, I listened to your Vampire Lounge episode.
I love that one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about, you were in a goth band, you were a musician.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff to talk about. And also, she's not goth, but I'm assuming she had a goth phase, and we're going to talk about that. Look, from another world, it's Star Alien.
Star is so pretty that she looks like one of those filters that you have on live streaming apps now. It makes girls look like what you actually look like. It
right.
makes your eyes big, your chin's more narrow. Like you look like a real life perfect beauty filter.
Somebody photoshopped you before you walked in.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Yeah.
She looks like her photos, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly. There's flawless.
Yeah.
Flawless. And that app that you said that would fill in, take the shadows away, there's no shadows.
No, there's none.
There's nothing. Star Alien from another world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get to our sponsors really quick. Audible, I love Audible. I love audiobooks. Audibletrial.com/DMS. We've got a deal for you. Free.
Whoa.
You're probably familiar with this deal since you go on a lot of podcasts. If you go to audibletrial.com/DMS, a free book. Free 30-day trial, and two Audible originals. And they've got all sorts of comedy albums by everybody, from George Carlin to Jim Gaffigan to Kevin Hart to Chelsea Handler's got books. Everybody's got Tiffany Haddish's book is on there. David Spade's book's on there. And also, as far as the Audible originals, this month, I'm really excited about this. Hannah's less than excited. I see her nerdy face. They have William Gibson, the science fiction writer, commissioned a strip for Alien 3 that was never used. Somebody dug up the script, and this is for you, Star Alien, because you're an alien. Somebody picked up the script. Man, did the energy go out of this room.
It's happening.
It happened. So somebody picked up the script, and now they're doing they did a live read of the script with Michael Biehn, who was in the Aliens, with Lance Henriksen, who was in the Aliens. So it's a whole new Alien 3. This one's not going to suck. And also they have a live play. It's a fairy tale with Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live. That's another Audible original you can get. They got great stuff. Well, any book you want, two Audible originals, go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Get a book, two Audible originals. Cancel it the next day. They don't care.
And you don't have to read. You can just listen.
You just listen in your car. I go down. We're on the road. We're all on the road. I listen to it in my car. Also, Hannah will tell you about our other sponsor, Doomy's Home Cooking.
Doomy's Home Cooking, yeah.
Are you vegan? Either one of you?
I'm vegan.
You're vegan?
Cool. Yeah.
Oh, you would love this place. Well, you would love this place too, even though you're not vegan.
My boyfriend's vegan.
Your boyfriend? Well, we'll talk about that because Hannah's everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ. But take your boyfriend to Doomy's Home Cooking because.
Where is it?
You'll both love it. It's 1253 Vine Street.
Oh, I live on Vine.
Well, there you go.
I had no idea there was a vegan restaurant. He's been eating a cactus every day.
You know where the M Bar used to be?
The what?
The M Bar used to be?
Mm-mm.
It's on Fountain and Vine.
like one block away from my house.
Well, then
I gotta go.
You gotta go because they have two restaurants. Doomies Home Cooking, that's D-O-O-M-I-E-S, has pulled pork, shrimp po' boys. They have chili cheese fries. Mm-hmm. They've got the nachos. We're voted one of the 10 best nachos in L.A., the only one without meat. Then they have a Mexican side, flautas. I had a carne asada burrito. And the desserts.
Yeah.
Chocolate cake. They have.
It's all vegan?
It's all vegan.
It's all vegan.
It's all amazing. You would never know. So I was there.
I didn't know. I was like, whoa.
We were there.
You have pulled pork vegan style.
Yeah.
You know, vegan cheese tastes better than real cheese.
It can. And they have chicken parmesan sandwiches. They got everything there.
They have a mock Big Mac and they have the best carrot cake ever.
Yeah. Really. That's on the secret menu.
I tried being vegan. I got fatter.
That happened to me too.
Yeah, I was just eating sweet potatoes. That's all I did.
Right. Yeah. I went on my friend's vegan plan and I gained 2 pounds.
Really?
Really.
Yeah. No, I had more arm fat. I think you really have to I think you need to know what blood type you are to know what diet works for you.
I'm sure it is.
But... I think I'm a meaty. I'm a carnivore.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel sick after I eat meat, but if I'm just eating carbs all the time, I don't feel that well.
Anyway, you won't be sick after going to Doomies Home Cooking, 1253 Ryan Street, about a block from your house. No, it's all right. And there's also a restaurant in Culver City and in Toronto, Canada.
And City Terrace.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So go to Doomies Home Cooking. So I'm going to start with Emily here because she knows everything. Do you really?
I know nothing.
Really?
I'm so deep. I probably should change my username because I hate getting that question.
Yeah, I know.
It's like...
It's so hack. I'm sorry.
I'm hack. I'm the hack. I'm like, I know nothing.
No, but you know everything.
That's my screen name.
Emily knows everything, or everyone knows.
Emily knows everything. It's a way for it's a way for me to make mistakes and get away with it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's show business stuff.
Well, yeah, right. Well, I like to on my podcast. I like to learn something new each week. I like to go in it with I know everything, and then at the end, I realize I didn't.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
Like the Vampire Lounge episode.
Right.
I learned a lot about vampires that night. Although I think we could have gotten even deeper.
Did you really? I
don't think we got. He wasn't a real vampire.
Right.
We didn't get deep enough.
Yeah.
But I brought him back on to do an episode about treasure hunting.
No, he was cool. It was interesting because he was talking about Cloak and Dagger, and I've never been, but I might go tomorrow. They're having an open house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
maybe I'll go.
Yeah. Well, I'll let you know if I go. I'm not sure. Cloak and Dagger, by the way, for our listeners who have no idea what we're talking about, is a secret goth club in mm-hmm. L.A. And I've been invited to go, and I've never gone. And I also have friends that have gone and literally have nervous breakdowns and lost their minds and ended up in the insane asylum. So,
because of Cloak and Dagger.
That's what they say.
I used to work at the Rainbow Room. I lasted a week.
Right.
Like I said, goths typically don't like...
The Rainbow on Sunset? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I worked there, too. I was the DJ upstairs.
Yeah.
Well, at least you were, doing your... I was a waitress, and they it's basically, hazing for waitresses.
It is.
There's all these adult goth women that haze these young girls, and I literally lasted a week.
But the funniest thing is that you're waiting on old 80s heavy metal guys.
That the people that are frequenting the restaurant aren't the problem. It's
right.
The waitresses there. They were, demolishing me. I remember I got super high on my, 26th birthday.
Right,
and,
as you do.
Yeah, and I went to work. I was scheduled at the Rainbow Room. It was my last day of training. And I had a breakdown, and I just, my manager goes, "You're fired." And I was like, "I quit." And I was like, "This place has negative energy." And when I got there, he was like, "You put your purse in the dungeon." Like, it was very, and I'm like, it was literally just a door with a few steps. Like, it wasn't a dungeon. Mm-hmm. But these women were acting like they were, really hardcore, and they all went to Cloak and Dagger. But they, wouldn't invite me.
Right.
But I didn't even make it a week into the Rainbow Room. I had to go.
I love that you still call it the Rainbow Room.
What do you call it?
It's just the Rainbow.
Or the Bow.
Oh, my God, you're right.
Yeah,
but that's why I was fired, because I didn't even know, the cool term.
Well, I called it the Rainbow Room the first, 3 years I hung out there.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Because there's also...
I love going there. I just hated working there.
Yeah, it's not fun to work there, especially if you get on the bad side of managers.
I was on the bad side. I don't know why I was on the bad side. I always... I'm not good at working. Like, people
just... Yeah, that could be it.
People don't like me at these types of jobs, but especially waitresses.
Once
when
you have
jobs,
to work, or...
Once I have to, like... I don't know. It wasn't the managers. It was, like, the other waitresses that hated me.
Well, yeah.
They said I was, like too into yoga. Yeah. And
what?
At the time, I was, like, super spiritual.
Right.
And I was... I think I was preaching positivity, maybe.
Oh, God forbid.
And they were like, fuck you, bitch. You need to learn how to do it around here. It was... you work there.
Go over there and wait on Ron Jeremy.
You know, there's one woman that still works there that nobody likes. Yeah. You know, Morticia Adams, and she was just always nasty to me, and she's still nasty to
me. The girl would, like, take the drink. Like, I would be waiting for my drink ticket, and she'd be like, she was, like, shoving me out of the way, and I was just, like, this, like, young girl that was, like, yoga, and they're like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, Sebastian Bach's over there. Get out of the way.
I wish Sebastian Bach would have been there when I was there.
Oh, he's a dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, we're losing star with this conversation. I don't know. Have you ever been to Rainbow? You've been to Rainbow, right?
I went once for the first time like a month ago or two months ago.
What'd you think? I'm always curious what
you should do a whole
thing.
Episode on the Rainbow.
Oh, we've done it. Trust me.
I don't know. I was only there like briefly during the day. It was chill.
Yeah.
That's like the place where Motley Crue would go and get head under the table, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's where they go now to try to get head under the table, but sometimes
I know
they do,
he was allowed to get head. I couldn't bring up yoga.
Right, right. That's the thing. If you were talking about your yoga instructor, you know, licking your pussy under the table, then maybe that'd be something.
No, totally.
Yeah, but Star Alien, where in the galaxy do you come from?
Far, far away.
Yeah,
I come from Lyra.
Lyra, where's Lyra?
Really far away.
Is that a planet?
Yeah, well, I think it's actually a star system.
Oh, okay. I'm not an astronomer, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you were.
Yeah, are you really an alien? Because that would explain like why you look post-photoshopped.
Look is very like intense in a good way.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, it's definitely a part of my aesthetic.
Okay.
I feel like an alien, though. I always feel like an outcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we're going to play your song soon, and you're a singer, and I probably should have prefaced that so people know we just have a random alien on the show. But no, we have a singer on, you are a singer, and you have a new song, Kawaii, and we're going to play that later. But were you a model before? What, I mean, you have so many Instagram followers, and I had no idea. Now I'm on the Star Alien train. I don't know. How do people know you?
Yeah, I do model still as like a side job, but I would live stream a lot.
Ah,
what
as
app
a job
do you
as
do?
Well. Bego live me.
I did Bego too.
Really?
You look like a Bego filter. The one that's what I was trying. I didn't know if you would know the reference. You look like one of those Bego filters because they're all like very like it's Asian oriented, so they want the American girls to look more Asian.
Yeah.
So that's what I thought you looked like. It's like the pretty filter on Bego. Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out to Bego, the live streaming app.
Except we're actually here.
Where you
in
stream
person.
For beans.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know Bego.
Yeah, you get a magical currency of beans. Instead of dollars, they pay you in beans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Digital beans.
So you would live stream, you get like a million people, they pay in a million beans? Or
they just give you gifts in like different forms.
Okay.
And then you cash out your beans.
Really? What age were you doing this?
Last year.
Okay,
me
that's
too.
What I thought.
We probably were at the same agency.
Probably.
Oh, they have an agency?
There's different agencies, and then they hire girls to live stream.
Yeah.
Okay, so
you're not a cam girl. You're just a few steps away.
Oh,
you're not allowed
to
show your boobs.
Okay.
You're not allowed to smoke. You can't swear. I swear.
Well, yeah,
you
I figured
can't
it was
swear.
Mine.
I swear all the time.
Yeah, really? We weren't supposed to, but...
Wow.
They never... A lot of the people watching were from other countries, so they didn't... Well, no, they know fuck. Let's be real.
So is this like webcam for kids? Or?
It's about two steps away from a webcam girl.
Yeah.
It's honestly therapeutic. It actually helped me get over a breakup because I just got out of
me
a breakup.
Too. I would talk about my relationship problems to all these people.
And they would help.
Yeah.
And a bunch of guys would be like, yeah.
And girls. You'd and be girls. Surprised. Like, I would have, like, I don't know about you, but I had, like, women from Chicago that were, like, 55 in my chat, like, giving me advice.
Wow.
No, it's actually really therapeutic because they'll give you relationship advice and then, like, they get to know you and they you kind of, like, invite them into your, like, world.
Okay.
And it was an outlet for me to get attention without dating anybody.
Right, right.
And there's no commitment.
Right.
And you can just log on and be like, oh, my God, what should I do? Like, I didn't know how to paint and, like,
I have
painting.
Yeah, I have problems. I have problems believing you wanted attention, but...
Who doesn't?
No, well, in this town.
Wait, Stars, do you still live stream?
I'm about to sign to a new app called Live AF.
I was
currently not.
I have an app for you. I just signed with a new one, and I think it's better than Live AF.
What is it?
Miko.
Miko?
Miko. M-I-C-O.
Oh, okay.
I just started 3 days ago.
I gotta get a cut of this transaction. What's going on here?
They let you keep 75% of your tips. The thing with Bigo, they were taking 90% of tips. So a guy would gift you $100. You only got, what, $10? And then your agency would take 25% of that 10.
Sure.
So I had one guy that dropped like 10 grand on me within the course of 3 months.
Oh.
And I only saw like $700 of that 10 grand.
So,
and he had no idea. So these apps can be very misleading. So now people are creating new apps that help the broadcasters make more money because they're realizing that some fat dude in Singapore is smoking a cigar, taking all the poor Star's money.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I'm learning something new every day. I had no
idea. I don't know why
that.
I assumed the Singapore guy was fat. I'm not, whatever. I'm just bitter about the app.
I mean, you're probably right.
Because I'm fat? Stop it.
No, I was just picturing some like guy like smoking cigars.
Like,
just,
like
getting
Buddha
all the
smoking
beans.
Cigars.
Yeah, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but it's a weird world. You should check it out.
I haven't gotten that deep into the internet. I got to really, wow.
They probably love Star on the app.
I'm sure. Who wouldn't love it?
What do you talk about?
Yeah, let's hear this. I want to hear this.
I would talk about aliens and like spirituality, and I would read tarot cards.
Oh my God, I saw your stream.
You did?
I just realized you were like the tarot girl.
Yeah.
You like sat in like a darker room, and it was like light. There was cool lights.
Maybe.
I remember thinking like, oh, I literally saw yours because no one else really does that on the app.
Yeah.
Everyone else just twerks. It's kind of become like a stripping app.
Now, wait a second. Did you twerk? Do you twerk?
One time I humped a vacuum as a joke.
Yeah.
Like I put like Taylor Swift on and then like every song on YouTube, it was like all pop songs.
Sure, of
and I got like, I had like a fly swatter and I was like acting stupid with the props and I started like humping a vacuum.
Right, as you do.
And then a suitcase.
Yeah.
But I had like high-waisted jeans on. These girls have like booty shorts on and they're twerking to the camera.
Oh, okay.
But Stars broadcast, you were like actually doing a service. It's good for people that are like doing tarot or like spiritual stuff.
Oh, wow.
Because then people are like learning about themselves.
No, I wish I would have known that you do tarot. We could have had our fortunes read.
Oh, yeah.
The weird thing about the tarot, do you really need the cards? I always ask this.
What do you mean?
Like, can you like feel something, or you have to have the cards tell you what to feel?
No, I mean, I can, like, feel vibes and read people really well, but, like, I would just do that for entertainment.
Right.
I'm not, like, a legit psychic.
Right. Oh, okay.
Just intuitive, I guess. But that was just my way of entertaining people.
Because we have people read tarot on the air, and I have a lot of people, friends that do it. And it's like, well, wait a second. If you're really psychic, why do you need something that says Queen of Clubs to tell you what's going on?
Yeah.
So
tarot readers aren't psychics.
Some are.
Some are. But they would say that they're a tarot reader and a medium or a psychic.
Right. That's what we've got. I'm sorry.
I have the best tarot reader in LA that does my tarot. And every time he flips the card, though, it's like, ooh, the king of, or the knight of cups, you're supposed to be with, or the king of swords.
Yeah.
Emily, this is my card. You're supposed to be with me. It always ends up, he twists it every time. That the deck's always like, wow, you know, it looks like you're going to end up with my card. I'm the King of Swords.
Great.
I don't know. The Knight of Cups is the most drawn card in the tarot deck in LA, he said. That's the sign, the card that, it's like the fuck boy. So they like give you a passionate relationship.
Right.
And then they vanish. They tell you they love you the first day and then they disappear and flee in the middle of the night.
Right. I mean, Hannah's married with fuck boys.
I bet you've gotten that card a lot.
Probably.
Hannah commented on my fuck boy haircut when I really tried to get that. This is a little fuck boy.
Right now?
I know it, the rest of it doesn't really work, but from what I used to have, I used to have like real spiky hair. So this is kind of a little fuckboyish.
A little bit, the way it's to the side.
Now you're from Buffalo.
Yeah, I was born here and then I moved to Buffalo when I was 4.
Oh, really?
So, am I from Buffalo or am I from here?
I wore the Buffalo shirt for you from when I went to when I played the Goth Festival.
Oh my
in Buffalo.
God, cool!
Yeah, and my grandma's from Niagara Falls, so that's why I was very curious about that. Mm-hmm. I know, and although you kind of sound like you're from Chicago, but
it's the same accent.
I know, that's the thing. Yeah. My aunt's like that. You want a glass of pop? You know, it's like one
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, we say pop.
Yeah,
we
have some pop. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We say pop in Alaska too.
Oh, okay.
You're from Alaska?
That's
cool.
From Alaska. Yeah. So you were born. So how did you? Why did they move from LA to Buffalo?
My dad's from LA. My mom's from upstate New York. So she wanted to like be with her parents before they like died.
Okay, well that's nice.
Valid reason. She wanted to like raise her family outside of the entertainment industry.
Oh, is she in the entertainment?
Well, she had me in movies when I was like a baby. And I'm pissed that they moved because I feel like I could have been a child star. And now
right.
I'm just a struggling nothing star.
Oh, will you stop it?
So, like, I was annoyed that I left. Like, I was more successful as, like, a six-month-old baby than I am now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were in movies when you were 6 months old?
Yeah.
What movie?
I was in Best of the Best.
Really?
Eric Roberts played my father. And my mom has a theory that Emma was named after me because, like, 2 years later he had Emma. And he always would tell my mom, I love that name, Emily. But I think my mom's just being a mom and, like, taking credit for the name.
I don't know. That's kind of a coincidence.
I know.
And Eric Roberts, well, he was
and
probably...
I bumped into him at the Laugh Factory recently.
Yeah.
And I was like, Eric, blah, blah, blah. And we took a selfie. And then I put the selfie next to the shot of us when I was a baby. And this time he's grabbing me, like, a lot closer.
I'll bet.
Like, it was like we were dating. But then the other one, like, he was my dad and I was a baby.
Well, it's always nice to get a couple looks.
Yeah.
I've met Eric Roberts. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he did a lot of coke in the 80s, so who knows, man.
Oh, really?
Who knows? Everybody did.
Yeah.
Who didn't? I mean, you hang out the rainbow. They're the same guys are still doing coke. Mm-hmm. On the
actually,
rainbow.
Yeah, people were doing coke when I worked there, and no one cared.
Oh, yeah, right out in the open.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
And I'm in trouble for talking about Kundalini. It was so dumb.
No, I went there with a clown once. She started doing coke. She got a coke at the door. That's a long story. Anyway, so you don't
get
have car-
that camera off of me.
No, wait a second.
Can we switch it to someone else?
Okay, all right. Well,
we just focused on me a little bit too much.
Well, let me talk to Star.
Let's move it to Star.
It was a Star. You knew you were going to be on camera.
I know, but I feel like I just got embarrassed, and I think it's Star's turn.
It's Star's.
I didn't know.
Huh?
I didn't know. I was unaware, but I don't care.
No, but you're always photogenic. You're always photo ready.
I did my makeup in like 5 minutes today, which I never do.
Yeah.
So
how long does it usually take?
Like 20.
Oh, stop.
That's nothing. 20 minutes.
20 minutes. Yeah. I was the one that I probably had the most time during the makeup, and it looks awful. But anyway, sorry. Did you go through a goth phase too?
Yeah, when I was like 15, 16, I like dated this punk guy, but it was like witchy.
It's always about like who you date.
Yeah.
That's the phase you enter. It's whoever you're dating.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was like a real creepy, occult, witchy, weird, gothy guy?
No, he was punk. So I was like witchy, punk, goth, and I would listen to like rock and punk a little bit. And then I just became full on hippie and rainbows and sparkles. But I still wear like black and chains sometimes. Like right now, I'm kind of goth.
No, that's gothic. Fine. It's fine. You don't have to be goth.
No, you have a handcuff necklace on.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wait a second. What
and
does that
this,
mean?
And this like star thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And it's not a pentagram. It's a star. Is it a pentagram?
Well, no, it's not upside down.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. Pentagram star? Is there a difference?
I don't know. I never really paid attention.
But you, anyway, so I'm just trying to figure it out.
The Satan stuff's just
for fun.
It looks
like a star.
I'm an atheist.
It's a star. You're an atheist. What happened?
I'm a non-believer. No, I just do all the Satan stuff just because it's fun and it keeps a certain stigma of people away from me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, Star, really, now when did you hit L.A.?
Oh, I was born here.
Oh, okay.
In the valley.
Oh, sorry to hear that. We're in the valley. No, I just escaped the valley.
Oh, really?
I was in the West Valley for years, and I moved to Los Feliz. So I
can't pronounce that.
Nobody can.
I'm always like, it's Los Feliz.
Right. So it's so weird. So I'm like the goth guy in like Hipsterville. So, but where in the valley did you grow up?
Deep in the valley, Sylmar, where people ride horses around.
Ah.
And, yeah, I kind of live on like a little farm.
No, I had an ex-girlfriend that lived in Sylmar. That's
really?
That's good. You ride horses? That's great.
No, I don't ride horses. My neighbors do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've ridden horses, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fun.
I'm picturing her on like a book cover. It's
no,
like,
no, I'm totally picturing
it's
her
like a little girl that was on the farm that transformed into this like alien witch.
Yes, I'm picturing her hair flowing as she's riding the horse.
Yeah, I can like see the illustration.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's, and so then, so how did so the whole live stream thing? Uh-huh. We got to get back to that because I was really fascinated by that. How did you get into that?
Well, I like self-submit for things, and I just self-submitted for it, and then yeah, and then sometimes people message me on social media with opportunities. So yeah.
You have a lot of followers on social media, and you used to work as a social media consultant.
I did.
That's what it says on your LinkedIn. Now.
Oh yeah, I lied.
Okay, but you have a lot of followers too. So tell me.
I actually have a job interview tomorrow to be a social media manager of a hospital that I need to prepare for after this.
Okay, good. I hope they don't hear this, but
they're not going to hear it.
Okay, good.
By tomorrow morning, it won't be out yet.
No, it won't be out yet.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, good. Tell us, other than looking beautiful as you two are, how do I work social media? I'm really bad at it. Help me out. How did you build your social media empire that you have now?
Mainly through, well, you can know somebody who has a lot of followers, and then they like post you on their story or whatever, and then you steal some of their like followers or fans.
Right.
Or like, I mean, live streaming really, like, that's what really got me a lot of followers was live streaming.
Right. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out. Do you have any tips, Emily? Especially coming from the comedy side.
I mean, the more you engage, like she said, I was tagged in videos with other people that had a lot of followers, and then they would come and follow me. And then, like, basically, I don't think just doing hashtags work. I think that you can't really start from nothing and just do hashtags.
Yeah.
Not anymore. I think there was a time.
And now there's a shadow ban. So there's certain hashtags that are banned on Instagram. So if you post those, your account can get flagged. It's
really?
Instagram is making things impossible for people. Yeah. It's called the shadow ban. There's like certain hashtags that you're not even aware of are negative. It could be like work Mondays or coffee cup.
Right.
It could be coffee cup. And then you hashtag a photo that, your account will get flagged, and then your photo won't show up in that hashtag.
Oh, wow.
It's really weird.
Is there a reason?
I don't know. I didn't get that deep into the research.
I'm not going to hashtag anymore in my life.
There's this guy called Big Daddy YouTube that comments on all my photos, and he was
Daddy YouTube.
Yeah, Big Daddy YouTube. And shout out. He's probably listening.
Yes, he probably hangs out with a big FU.
He literally comments like 20 he was hashtagging 20 things on my photos that were unrelated to the post.
Right.
And I got a ban, and I was like, Big Daddy, you got to stop hashtagging, because you're not allowed to use more than 30 hashtags per post either.
Is Big Daddy in Singapore, by the way?
I don't know where he is.
Okay,
he makes memes of me a lot. He'll like send me the same photo of me, and he's made 20 different comedy memes of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll sometimes repost. But there's, it's like growing on Instagram is different for everybody.
Right.
Like, if I got this job at the hospital, the techniques I use at the hospital are going to be way different than I use for myself.
Oh, sure.
I can't whore myself out at Providence Hospital.
Well, you could, but
dude, if I get this job, I'm losing it the second this podcast is out.
Right.
I'm confused. So you're working for social media at a hospital?
They need someone to run the social media at a hospital.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of, everybody has to have a social media.
Yeah, everyone needs it now.
Yeah, everybody. Like, every company is doing it now.
Yeah.
But, you know, whereas, you know, 5-10 years ago, they're like, nobody cares, but everybody's got social media.
Yeah, people are worried that it's going to die. Sometimes I wonder what happens if Instagram got deleted. Like, would I be able to live? And I think there'd be...
Someone would take its place, though. I mean,
I think I would get better at my craft, because I would focus on jokes and not attention.
Well... Aren't we all?
The validation's nice.
Now, tell me about some of your obsessive fans. I'm sure you have some.
Yeah, they're really weird in a good way. Like, it's just like, like, it's because I'm weird. So the people that like me are weird. It's like those people that like to talk about like aliens and stuff. And...
Now, you believe in aliens.
I mean, yeah, I can't say 100% because I've never seen an alien, but I think it's definitely possible.
Right. But, I mean, if there was an alien, would they have human form, though? Or would they be like amoebas or something that we can't see, or?
Maybe like in another dimension, or maybe they would just be like of a different form.
Okay.
But who knows? I heard of all these different types, like reptilians and grays and Arcturians and, yeah.
What's Arcturians?
They're like these big blue people.
Oh, really? Wow. I think I saw him at Burning Man once.
What's obese the... nurse.
Yeah. It's the guys that play Vegas or just like how big?
I don't know. I was looking them up today.
Vegas has aliens. Like that's where the aliens hang out.
Well, I've been to Area 51.
You have?
I drove out there. I did a YouTube vlog about it.
Oh my God, cool.
We just got to the edge and then we saw like the people pointing guns at us and stuff. And
really?
Yeah, it was pretty.
That's a pretty good video.
Yeah, it was good.
We stayed by the Clown Motel out there by Area 51. That place was creepy.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Do tell.
The Clown Motel? And we went there on a road trip last summer.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah. So.
I'm working on getting more clowns on the show, by the way.
There's a turn of the century.
On the Hayoka
Cemetery there. Where a lot of like babies were buried and everything because the plague killed a lot of workers. But a lot of the people would come, like Ghost Hunters was on there, and their cameras would shut off. But it's just because Area 51, when they do their tests, they suck up all the energy and all the, you know, from the little towns. And that's why
the energy is like different over there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a feeling.
When we were driving up, I saw the most unique pink lightning I've ever seen.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
My cousin thinks he saw a tall white when he was working the front desk at the Mirage, and he said it was the most he's ever felt connected to another person, and that it was like this calm feeling, and now he thinks he's a tall white.
Okay.
Which could be possible because he's very unemotional and does have like, he's tall and he's white.
He's tall, he's white.
Yeah, but he definitely thinks he's a tall white now.
Okay. What's a tall white?
It's another race of aliens.
All right, yeah. I wasn't aware of tall whites. Now, you said you were what? You said you were...
Like, I don't affiliate with it.
No, like two minutes ago, you said you were something.
Oh, I'm a Hayoka empath, so I'm the clown empath. There's different types of empaths. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Oh, the sacred clown?
I'm the sacred clown.
I was just looking that up like a few days ago, and I thought it was a joke, so I put it on my story, and I was like, you guys, I think I'm a clown.
No, I literally have been...
It's like a thing?
Yeah, no,
you're here
I
with
am.
A bunch of clowns.
My friend went to a shaman in New York recently, and they were talking about her, and they diagnosed her with a Hayoka, and then she was like, dude, you're way more Hayoka than me. So then I started looking it up, and I've never felt like a personality test describe me more than a Hayoka empath.
I got to look into that.
It's like a jester. It's like you say things to shift the energy in the room. We're the most misunderstood. Like, we come across as negative.
Right.
But it's really because we, like, can sense bullshit. We absorb the most energy, so we can sense bullshit before other people.
It doesn't mean we're nice.
It doesn't mean, like, I'm so emotional and I'm, like, going to take on. If someone's crying... doesn't mean I'm going to cry. That's just like an emotional empath. There's seven types.
Okay.
But the jester Hayoka, you just have to look it up.
Plus, I've dated clowns. I have a lot of clown friends.
Well, the weird thing is the day that I got diagnosed as a Hayoka by my friend who was diagnosed, my mom just texted me this photo and was like, you should post this on your page. And it was a photo of me when I was 4. And there's just two giant clowns behind me. And I look the happiest I've ever looked in my life. And then an hour
later. So it's
later,
not like those when they have the pictures with the baby crying on the clown's
back. I was so comfortable.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I felt so good with the clowns. And it was like the best childhood photo. My mom's like, I just found this. I don't even remember this day.
Right.
So I posted the photo. And then like 2 hours later, my friend goes, have you ever heard of Hayoka?
Right.
And then that's all I did all night was Google shit. Because I love like learning about like who... I think about my identity too much. Right.
And by the way, the irony of the story is that the clown was Eric Roberts, but...
Maybe.
No. Is it true that you don't have any cartilage in your nose?
Yeah, not really.
Because you said that on your show, and then you didn't follow it up. Wow. What happened?
I don't know. Ask God. You're an atheist.
No, I'm just like, does somebody put you in the nose? Or what? I mean, how's that?
I've just always had this nose. People in high school would be like calling me 2D as if that was like a super mean burn.
Like 2D, like you do coke?
Like two-dimensional.
Oh.
No, you do like coke.
I know. I'm still in the rainbow.
2D.
I'm still on the rainbow vibe. I don't know.
Like two-dimensional. It was not that funny.
No.
They were drama kids.
Oh.
They didn't have good disses.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I was meaner than I could take them all off.
I was going to say, that's when nerds weren't cool. Now the nerds are cool.
They weren't cool when I was graduating.
Yeah. See, you've seen the evolution when nerds weren't cool.
Yeah, like Abercrombie kids are popular when I was in school.
Right, now they're out.
Yeah.
I was bullied in school for being pretty.
Wait a second.
That happens a lot, though.
I know.
In your adult life, too.
Probably even more.
Well, how do they do that? Like...
They would call me Barbie and throw things at me. And then I was homeschooled. Because, like, girls were really mean to me because I was
because
like,
you were too
skinny
hot
and
you're skinny and
yeah, cute. And they're like, don't talk to my boyfriend or whatever. And then
that I kind of see, but to bully somebody for being too cute,
you're cholas, that's why.
And all those bullies turn out to looking to be like the lunch lady, you know, in their 20s.
Yeah, they're the losers. You guys are on the Dark Mark show. You're a singer. We're gonna play your song in a second. You're a comedian, host, podcast host. You guys are up and coming. Fuck
in
them.
College, I was walking down the dorm hallway, and this lesbian threw a laundry detergent bottle at my head, and it just missed me. No reason. No, and then they had a meeting about me.
I think she liked you.
Maybe they picked on me because I went to performing arts school my first year of college in California, right. And then I transferred back to date this guy. And then
in Niagara Falls?
In St. Bonaventure, yeah. Like, okay. In New York. Yeah. Bumfuck America. And then the second I moved back, he dumped me. So I, like, gave up my L.A. life to go to this stupid, like, Catholic school in upstate New York.
Oh.
And I didn't fit in at all. And I remember the RA had a meeting. They held a meeting about me. And this is so bizarre, but it was like, hey, the girls on this floor don't like you.
Wow.
So you need to, and I'm like, why? And then they all got together to tell me the reasons they didn't like me. This is so weird. And the reason was they said I talked about California too much, and it was like I was bragging. But I was just so excited. I became a hippie when I came to LA, like, because right. I grew up in a small town, so I never knew anything about, like, spirituality. So then when I moved to LA, I was, like, so caught up in, like, the vampire clubs and, right. like, meeting spiritual people that when I went back to the school, I was, like, trying to spread the news. And they thought I was just, like, some culty bitch.
California fruitcake. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
One of Scientology California fruitcakes.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. So then I ended up leaving that school, and I, like, graduated in a different school. Yeah.
California. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get the
But
the,
pretty girls
the
are
right
made
buffalo.
Fun of a lot. Like, people really? Think pretty girls are bitches, but I think people are mean to – I think they bully pretty girls.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Every pretty girl I know gets bullied.
Because I've been bullied by pretty girls. That's why I'm
– Really?
Oh, yeah.
How pretty?
Well, in retrospect, I mean, they're not – They're not as pretty as the three of you and Morgan are behind the board, but in junior high they seem really, really pretty.
My grandmother was bullied to the day she passed away. She was a model and she was like the nicest woman. She never had any female friends.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's weird. But anybody
they bullied her when she was a grandma?
Yeah.
Well, she passed away when she was 40, but she never, like, you know, she was always very beautiful looking. And my grandfather owned a bar, and she would sit there, you know, to make sure nobody flirted with my grandpa.
Yeah.
And the women would just sit there and, like, just stare at her and talk about her.
Because they want a grandpa.
Yeah, and they're jealous of my grandma. She's a fox.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Nobody should be bullied. I mean, for any reason, especially to be too pretty. That's you know. But you've got your revenge. Now, when did you start? I mean, have you always sung? Have you, like, are you a karaoke person? Are you?
No. I took singing lessons when I was a kid, and then I just always loved it, but I barely started making music, like, last year.
Right. What prompted you?
I don't know. I just, like, manifested it. Like, I wanted to do it, and then someone DM'd me and was like, let's make music. And I was like, okay.
That's such a LA sentence.
Yeah.
I manifested it and then I got a DM.
Yeah, that happens.
I love it.
No, that's, I mean, that's actually, it's honestly,
the true, it's the, what's, it's the reality.
No, I mean, it's kind of how you ended up on the show.
Yeah.
Really, I had you booked. I was looking for another guest.
I was happy you had her.
I'm so happy. I'm totally happy. She's wonderful. But
thank you.
Do you know how I got on your Instagram?
No.
I clicked on you on Tinder.
Oh yeah, that's Tinder. I owe Tinder my life. Like,
damn, really? What's your age range set at?
Zero. Yeah. I mean, goes to like the oldest.
Gee, thanks.
Why do you want a sugar daddy?
No, I just, kind like, of older experienced. Men? No, I already experienced all that. So
the sugar daddy thing.
I dated an older man last year, and
okay.
I'm just...
What was he, like 30?
He was like 40.
Oh, God.
But he had a midlife crisis, and now I'm just like not about it. but I kind of just use Tinder to like connect with people.
Because mine says I'm 123 years old.
Oh, yeah. So she really set the bar.
She really, yeah.
She miscellaneous yeah. age.
Well, that's great. I'm glad that you're on the show. I'm going to go to Tinder and
I'm
get
more
all
surprised
guests.
People use Tinder. I thought like, no one used that anymore. They
what
used
they
all
use
the. I thought they used like all the other ones.
What, Bumble?
I don't know. Bumble and Hinge and Raya and.
What's Hinge?
I don't know.
Do you know what Hinge
try
is?
That now. No.
What's the other
Bumble
one?
Raya is like the one Raya? That you have to get approved and you have to be like, yeah, senior celebrity.
I want to be on that one so bad.
Yeah. Well,
I'm on it, but I have a boyfriend, so I'm not on it. I literally got accepted. I was on a 2-year wait, and I finally got accepted to Raya the day I got in a committed relationship.
Oh.
I was so pissed.
Well, that's something you have to hold over your boyfriend now.
Yeah, I did for a while. You know, that's how I got him to commit, actually. I was like, well, you can commit to me, or I'm going to pay $8.99 a month and go on Raya, because you have to pay to be on it.
Oh, jeez.
There's also The League. That's the app for, like, people that have a degree.
Oh, I can't do
my
degree in what?
Anything. My pretentious cousin that, like, does medical device sales is on that. And she's like, The League.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She likes the worst men. Like, they wear boat shoes. They're all on The League.
Oh. It's,
it's probably not your vibe of people.
No, somebody told me I didn't need to wear boat shoes. I was on a pickup artist podcast, and they're like, no, you need to wear
Who's
boat
pickup
shoes.
Pickup podcast?
Marnie the Wing Girl.
Oh, I don't know her.
No, because I know that you worked with a pickup artist. You were a wing girl for a while.
Yeah, and I just met another one recently. Dude, really? I'm always getting picked up. Like,
by pickup artists?
Their strategies work on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What did this guy do?
The second guy? Well, the one
first
guy.
The first guy was the Asian player,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he literally just picked me up, literally. I was walking by and he just lifted me up. He picked me up and twirled me around.
Okay.
And then was like, do you want to collaborate on a YouTube video? And I was like, sure.
Oh, yeah.
And then a year later, he reached out and we did videos together.
That's a good line.
In LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to be on my YouTube channel?
Right. I gotta do that more.
And then the other one, I was at the bungalow, the mating grounds for every. Do you guys go to the bungalow?
In Santa Monica?
Yeah. It's where, like, everyone, all the pickup artists go there. Yeah, it's like the number one spot to pick up women. It's like they make their rounds.
Hold on, let me take some notes here. I like the bungalow.
Yeah, there's a lot of. If you want to get hit on, you go to the bungalow because there's guys just patrolling the bar, like, looking for prey.
Right.
And they found me. Yeah. And I forgot what they did. Oh, he was like, oh my God, have you met my friends? And he peacocked hard. Like, he was dressed really flamboyant. He was being really charismatic.
Yeah.
And I was giggling and laughing. And then I go, wait, are you a pickup coach? And he's like, how did you know? And I'm like, because he introduced me to, there's certain body language. The way he introduced me to his two boys.
Oh, quote unquote boys.
So then he invited me to Clifton's the next day. And he's like, do you want to study the game? I was like, sure. So I went and I watched how he does it. He makes bank. These guys were flying in from Germany to take this guy's class.
No, yeah.
You just follow him around and he goes up to girls. Like, he'll start dancing and then they have, like, things. It's all, like, strategy.
Yeah, you must get a lot of pickup artists hitting on you, right?
I don't know if they're pickup artists. They're just, I don't know.
Like, they nag you and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, people hit on me. I'm just nice to them. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're kind of intimidating. You might not be the...
I'm intimidating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm so, like,
you
shy
are too.
And timid.
You both are intimidating. All three of you are intimidating in different
She's
ways.
She's intimidating, too.
In different ways. In different ways.
She's not.
No, more.
She's friendly.
Yes. Okay, well, great. No, Morgan's a little intimidating. It depends.
Yeah, but I think, like, pickup... I think they teach you to go after, like... really approachable girls, so they probably would think that you guys were, like, out of their league.
No, because I thought the whole thing was to pick up on girls that are out of your league.
That sometimes, yeah.
Because that's the whole thing. But you guys are intimidating because you've got the flawless fairy tale look. You got the heavy metal don't fuck with me sort of vibe going on.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck with
and
you. Like, I want to fuck with you, but I don't want to be.
And then you got the LA successful and cute girl thing.
I have $20.
Me
too.
You can pass for Katy Perry. You've done Katy Perry impressions.
Yeah, you really dug deep on my Google search.
No, I've got more. But I mean, I honestly, I think you look more like Zooey Deschanel.
It depends on the hair and the makeup.
Right.
I'm doing a video with a YouTuber where we're running G-Wagons and limos, and we're going to go in 20 paparazzi, and we're going to go as Katy Perry for the day, like on Rodeo Drive, and, like, do some pranks.
Right. Well, I mean, those are some attractive women. Don't be so self-deprecating. Oh, I look at Katy Perry. I'm not that hot. Of course.
I don't think she's that hot.
You don't think Katy Perry is that hot?
I don't know. When I look at celebrities that
You don't think Zooey Deschanel is hot?
I don't. When I, like, screenshot girls I want to be like, those aren't the ones I screenshot.
Who do you want to be like?
Girls that don't look like me at all.
Well, I get that.
Like, Adriana Lima, I think, is beautiful.
Okay.
I hope you don't get, like, offended. I think you look like Megan Fox before she had the plastic surgery when she was really pretty.
I've gotten that. That's a nice compliment. Yeah. That's so nice.
There you go. I don't.
My brother says I look like Roseanne.
What the fuck?
That's your brother.
So
Roseanne then or Roseanne now?
Both.
Okay. I was going to say. She's and lost I've some
also,
weight.
He also said Rosie O'Donnell. So those
no.
Are the, so those
oh,
are the two,
give me a break.
So those are the two that I think about.
No.
Stop.
Who
stop
do you it. Guys get told you look like?
Yeah, who do people say you look like? I can imagine a few things.
I don't think I look like her, but people say Ariana Grande.
A little bit. I can see sort of.
I don't know. Who
I can
else?
See somebody with a lack of imagination saying that. yeah, I'm just trying to think. You have your own.
Or
thing.
Vanessa Hudgens, because I'm Asian.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, okay.
But
and who do people say you look like, Hannah?
They say I don't look like anybody. I just look unique. I've never
Nobody's ever said you look like a celebrity. Nobody ever.
No.
Okay. You guys have any opinion on this?
I really don't.
No, I'm asking them. I'm not asking you. Anyway, I don't want to start.
Courtney Love?
That's
I don't know.
Awful.
What does she look like?
She got a hook nose.
No, she's.
I don't know what Courtney Love looks like, but I feel like you have the same style.
The hair, maybe.
I literally don't remember what Courtney Love looks like.
Trust me, nobody does.
Pre-Coke phase.
Okay, so let's say Frances, her daughter Frances, and we'll leave it at that.
I don't want to offend you, but like Megan Fox, I'm like, you look like Courtney Love.
Yeah, great one. Good one there, Emily.
Well, I felt like I had to pick someone. I just thought of the first blonde rocker chick.
Nice of you to nag our co-host.
Maybe Cameron Diaz?
You know what? Once I did get that.
Oh, I saved myself.
You saved yourself. You're
negging
our co-host.
I wasn't. I do nag.
Who does Mark look like?
No, stop. Anyway, so we're going to play.
Roseanne.
sort of. Anyway, we're going to play Star Alien's new song. And I'm going to give you the camera because I'm going to dance because I like the song.
Okay.
This is now I take it you go to Hawaii a bunch?
I only been like 3 times, but I just love it.
Are you Hawaiian?
No, I wish.
What nationality? Or what amazing combination has this beauty that's before us?
I'm Filipino, Italian, Mexican.
Oh, perfect. That's a nice. That's an interesting mix. Anyway,
ethnically ambiguous is in. Yeah.
Why not? But I'm part Italian too. So this is from my paisana, Star Alien. This is Kauai, and I'm gonna dance.
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah, it's America. It's America. Everybody can dance. Come on. We can do anything that you want. Let's get sexy on the beach. Feeling vibes in Hawaii. Drinking pina coladas.
Oh, I like that.
If you want. It's better. We can be a fantasy. We can take some ecstasy. Like I'm melting in your hair. Yes, this is a good.
This is like the new 2019 summer anthem.
I think it is. I really, I think you're onto something.
I like it too.
Thanks. I like it. I mean, we're figuring that out. So
I actually like it. It's always weird when you play someone's song because you have to pretend you like it.
No, I
actually liked it.
I was surprised by it. You can get this on Tidal or Spotify or Apple Music or any of the. But I remember, I listened to it when Star said she was coming on, and same thing. Like you said, I was like. The drums are really good. It's kind of
it's really do you
Caribbean
own,
feel.
Do you work with a producer or do you produce your own stuff?
A producer does it.
Yeah, this is really
they're good at producing.
You have a very sultry voice, which is nice. Kind of because she can sing, like Lana Del Rey can sing, like very sultry voices. Very
Thank
nice.
Thank you. That's yeah, good. I'm not a vocalist, but
you can sing.
You're good. No, you can sing.
What is that then?
No, that's high.
Like,
that's
like,
high
that'd be
praise.
Like Adele. Like
you know what? That's not even that in anymore though. People like kind of just this like chilly.
Yeah.
And they yeah. like that, like, chill wave kind of voice.
Nobody wants that.
We don't need ballads anymore.
Yeah, like we're over the fuckboys and the heartbreak.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something, sorry. If Hannah's praising you and it's not metal, that's high praise.
Thank you.
Well, no, we like the song. It's a good song.
No, it's just because I don't listen to a certain type of music doesn't mean, like, I will pick out, like, you are talented. I will tell you if you're talented.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We've had people in here that we played the songs and you're very quiet.
Did you tell them they weren't talented?
No, I just go quiet.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, and, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's because, because we went to see The Cult this weekend, which is a band, and the band that opened up for him was Prayers, which I'd never heard before, and I kind of liked them.
Kat Von D's husband.
You see, when I started posting that, I liked them, people were like, there was shit on her. I was like, what's the deal? And they're like, it's Kat Von D's husband. They're cholo goths.
No, he is awful. I mean, he sounded just like a cat in heat. When he opened up that one song, he's like, everybody's making a rumor about me. And he'd go really high. And I'm just like, shut up.
I didn't even know she was married.
Oh, she has a kid, too.
Really?
But it's like two skinny guys in black coats and a big buff guy in the middle just stood there. That was like the band.
He is not buff.
I mean, he's compared to them.
Dad bod.
I just love that I'm on a podcast that's talking about cholo goths. I like that we're talking about interesting things and not like
what?
Boxing. I don't know.
Boxing?
I don't know. I feel like everyone just talks about MMA on podcasts.
Yeah, no. I don't care
about it.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. No, I'm
like into subcultures and stuff.
Well, you're on the right podcast and we like you. But yeah, Star. So Kawhi, what's the reaction to that? Is it going good?
Yeah, people actually liked it, and that's cool, because, like, I was too shy to tell people I even made music, because I didn't think I was, like, good enough to make music, and then, yeah.
You're good enough to make music.
You are.
You're good enough to make music and videos, too. I think you got a whole package, I'm sure.
Yeah, you're a triple threat. That's what they call it in Hollywood. So.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, own that.
So, and on your Instagram page, which I thoroughly researched, you're a big David Bowie fan.
Creep.
It says, yeah.
Yeah, I love David.
I know, that's the joke. Wink, wink. No, but big David Bowie fan.
Yeah, he's my daddy.
Really?
I just feel connected to David Bowie.
Yeah?
His whole, like, alien vibe, and he's just cool, and his music's great.
Yeah. So an alien from the valley is singing about Kauai. So is this going to be, like, a whole Hawaiian-themed album, or are you going to do an album, or what's going to be just one song at a time, or what?
Right now I'm releasing singles, but all my songs are very different.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the next song?
The next song is called 1982, and it's very 80s, 70s vibe.
Oh, wow. Now, that sounds cool.
Yeah. I want to hear that one.
Yeah. We'll be popping and locking in the studio and breakdancing and stuff. I'll bring my John Travolta suit. Who knows?
Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be great. No, that's good. And like I said, I think it's a beach anthem. What I was surprised at is I was offering you, I messaged you. I said, "Do you want something to drink?" You're like, "I don't drink." Mm-hmm. Then listen to the song. You're like, "Oh, we'll take ecstasy."
Yeah, I just like went sober like last week.
Okay,
I'm not drinking or doing ecstasy anymore.
Oh, congratulations! No, then I don't want to. I'm surprised. I'm sorry. What an asshole I am.
Text I didn't get either when you're like, what do you want to drink? I was like,
I assumed alcohol because it's LA, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, I like Diet Coke.
Yeah.
But then I was going to be like, with whiskey. But then I was like, what if you were like, I meant non-alcoholic beverage. So I just stuck to the Diet Coke.
No, that's fine. So, okay, no, that's good. I happy sobriety. I don't want to get too far into it, but yeah, do your thing.
And are you doing no drinking, no drugs?
Yeah, except a little bit of weed.
Nothing wrong with that. Take the edge off.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, okay. But you have done ecstasy, so that is a song from experience.
Yeah.
And then you say you won't bite, which I was a little disappointed in, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Or you won't bite me, that's for sure. But anyway... Don't give me that. See, this is the problem, Hannah. Anytime I flirt with somebody, and this is harmless flirting. You're a fucking creep.
I'm the Hayoka empath. I'm not gonna call. I'm not gonna just sit here and not call it out if I see
call it out. I don't care.
Like if I see two friends together, I'm like, are you guys dating? And then you know what? They end up getting married because if I didn't say it, they would have just went in the friend zone for years without expressing their love to each other.
Oh, okay, but that wasn't the face that you were just.
Yeah, I know.
Made.
It wasn't like
I can see you and Star. Getting married in a nice ceremony in Hawaii.
Well, she does. You guys did see each other on Tinder, and she did say she liked older guys.
Yes.
Or wait, no, you didn't like that.
No, so she just got out of a relationship with an older guy.
You just experienced one.
Yeah, and now my cutoff's like 35.
Damn it. But no, that's fine. What are you going to do? So
I like younger guys.
Me too.
Yeah, good for you. Okay, everybody likes younger guys now.
Like right around like 26, 27.
Mm-hmm. Is your boyfriend younger?
No.
See?
Like the last guy I dated was 22.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
See, they tell
you they love you right away, and it's not real, but it's fun to fake feelings. I love fake relationships. They're really fun, like fleeting romances.
Yeah.
And they think they love you because they're young and they don't know, and it's just like a fun thing.
Yeah,
you and just play with them. And they're
full
of energy, too.
Their energy is positive, and they, like, wake me up.
Oh, speaking of that, now you segued me right to what I wanted to talk about. Your favorite place toy.
My what?
Your favorite
place. Oh, yeah. This podcast is located right by my favorite Thai restaurant.
Right across the Thai restaurant toy.
Oh, that place is so cool.
Okay, so now.
We all love it.
My first dates always, I always make them take me there.
I just said that I'm like the dude every time I always bring guys to toy. Yeah.
Good.
And my recent boyfriend the other day, I took him. And first we sat at the table where, you know, you can sit on the ground. Uh-huh. Then his legs got tired. So we moved to the hands.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, do you do this with guys a lot? And I don't know how he knew, because I've taken him to multiple, but I was like, yes,
yeah,
this is my spot that I have taken a lot of guys to.
I always sit at the Pulp Fiction table. That's my table.
Which one is that?
It's right when you walk in. It's like the second booth.
Okay. Yeah. They always play that one like song, Christopher Cross.
Like, Christopher Cross.
Blowing in the wind. There's like that song. It's always weird because it's like a rock and roll Thai place. Right. But then they play this like song that would be on like an infomercial at night.
Okay.
Christopher Cross?
I don't know.
Sailing. Makes me open. Every time I go, they play that song twice.
How rockin'?
Is that a rock?
I don't know. I always go. I seem to like hit it on like the Rolling Stones night.
I hit it on the Sailing night.
No, Hannah. Now you saw Tarantino.
I saw Quentin Tarantino as I was sitting at the.
Were you sitting at the Pulp Fiction
table? I was sitting at the Pulp Fiction table, and I kind of just look over, and he has a very distinct profile, and I was like, oh, my husband. And I've never been starstruck.
You want to fuck Tarantino?
No, I want to go out to dinner with him. And, like, because he has a sexy mind.
I just want to, like, figure out his brain.
His brain.
I like manipulative minds.
He's very interesting. He's very just strange. But, never been starstruck. But with him, I was just like, whoa. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you're wearing open-toed shoes.
I heard he likes feet.
Yeah, he's totally into feet.
Yeah, he's married, though. He just got married last year.
He'll still suck at some toes. Who cares?
Gross, but anyways. Dude. I can't even look at a foot emoji. I'm disgusted.
Yeah, it's not my thing. That's his thing.
I wear socks to the pool.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm not into
feet.
My mom's
like, take those socks off. I'm like, no, people don't need to see my feet.
Now, Emily, tell us, because we're about to wrap this up. I can't believe how fast this goes. Tell us your worst dating story at Toy. The worst date.
The last guy I dated, I brought him, and he was from Minnesota, so it was a long-distance relationship. So I was, like, trying to show him, like, cool LA spots. So I took him there, and that's when he decided to tell me about his parents' crazy divorce and how he found his mom. We were sitting on those, like, on the ground, and he's like, I just feel like I can open up to you about this. And it was about how he caught his mom in high school in AOL chat rooms, and she was cheating on his dad in these chat rooms. And he started crying.
Wow.
He might not have cried, but I thought it would make the story better.
No, that's fine. It was spicy curry, you know.
I remember the whole vibe of the trip was ruined, though, because he got so affected by his own mood that, like, after that night, it was just...
He projected his own mother.
I'm fine with people opening up and telling me their deepest, darkest secrets, but this guy, like, hated his mom. So he, like, I think that's a red flag.
Well, the AOL chat room was the red flag for me, but...
Well, that was his mom.
I know.
So maybe there's a reason. I don't know.
Yeah. He needs to go on live stream is what he needs
to do. I, like, told my parents recently, I think you should get divorced. Like,
really?
I'm totally, like, cool with people, like, doing their own... If they bitch about each other, I'm like, well, then get a divorce. Yeah. My dad's like, no, don't mention that to your mother. I'm like, well, then stop complaining.
No, but that's at this point, that's what they have.
Each other?
Yeah, and complaining about each other.
Right.
Yeah, if they got divorced, then there'd be nothing to complain
about.
That's
why I'm annoyed by my current boyfriend, because I don't have anything to complain about.
Really?
You're
still in that stage?
He's just non-confrontational, and he's like a good person.
He seemed like it when I met him.
He's so nice. I mean, did he say one word?
No, he said hi.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a mute. Well, like probably, if I had a plus one, I could bring two people because no one would even know.
But wait a second, but that works because you're. I mean, no offense, but you're a little mouthy, so I think that works.
Yeah, I know. I sometimes miss banter though.
Yeah.
But banter guys always fuck me over.
Right.
Because we're like one upping each other.
No. This is you monopolize the conversation. Yeah. You're the funny one. You're the talented one. And
he doesn't want to be in the spotlight at all.
Good.
And he loves helping other people. Like he loved you guys that day. He's so supportive.
That's
but
great.
I don't have anything to bitch about, so now I have to like manufacture problems somewhere else. I'm like constantly investigating shit on the internet. Because I always have to like figure something out.
Yeah, there's all sorts of conspiracy theories. There's all sorts of things to bitch about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But and speaking of that, before we go start, do you have any bad dating stories at Toy?
No. Not at all. I only went there once with a guy, and it was cool. He showed me the place. It was my first time.
Okay. What about the anywhere else? I want to hear a bad dating story from Star.
I don't know. I went on a date with this older guy, and he reminded me of my dad, and he kept touching my leg when we were watching the movie, and I was like, gross. Stop touching me.
Was it Netflix and chill, or was it an actual movie?
No, it was in a movie theater. Yeah. He just didn't understand my body language. It was like...
None of them touch you.
No, even I can read that.
It's funny how chemistry can be so one-sided.
Yeah.
Guys, like I have to like lean forward. They have the arm around me and I'm just like this and they're still right. And then I'm hurting because I'm like this for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Because if I go like this then his arm.
Yeah. Guys, we don't know. No, we don't get it. We don't get it. We're never trained.
I know you weren't getting it a few minutes ago.
No, I
tried to give you that look.
I appreciate that. No, I got it. I was just...
Are you mad at me?
No, I was just flirting around and badly at that. It's funny. We're on a podcast. We're trying to be funny.
Do you date girls that are quiet? Because you're kind of a conversationalist, too.
Depends. I date, I prefer women that have something to say. Mm-hmm. I prefer dialogue. I prefer conversation.
And I always complain about my boyfriend, and people are like, Emily, he has inner dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, what does that do me?
And my last girlfriend was a webcam girl, so she was very outgoing. It was a party. Anyway, where does the time go? This has been a fun show, hasn't it? Ladies' night. I had a great time. You got two new BFFs right now, I think. And Emily, tell us what you got going on. Tell us where we can find you. And tell us any shows coming up, your website, your podcast. You know everything.
When is this getting released?
This will be released Friday, which is tomorrow, on the radio. And then it will be on all the podcatchers on Sunday night.
Okay. I'm posting a disco party next Friday in West Hollywood at the 1111. It's going to be like Studio 54 themed. Ooh. And you can dress like that. Let me find it. I'm just going to read you the flyer.
You better hurry up with that song.
What do you mean?
She's having a disco party.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Hold on. I'm tagged in it. God damn it. Sorry. I should have had this ready. Okay, here we go. The Dollhouse Disco. Welcome to the Dollhouse, an immersive and interactive dance party inspired by the early days of Studio 54 and David Mancuso's loft parties. With a touch of 90s house, join us Friday, June 28th inside 1970s Theater, where the stage becomes a dance floor, hosted by Emily Hagen, featuring Monistat, what, the yeast infection medicine?
Monistat.
Ambrosia salad.
Yeah, Vagisil.
This event is sponsored by Chlamydia.
Yes.
It's 10 p.m., 21 plus. It's like, I think, $15. It's going to be a dance party.
Well, that sounds cool, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm going to maybe be on the mic drunk.
Right.
And then you can find my podcast, Emily Knows Everything.
On all.
And I'm going to have you guys on my... I probably want all of you guys to come on mine.
I definitely want to come on yours. And yeah, you're fun, so. Thanks. That's great. Disco party. You weren't even born then. How do you host a disco party?
I got asked to host it. This wasn't my idea.
So you're going to be doing jokes and then...
I guess. Yeah. I think they just know I can invite people, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think they don't care if like you're funny. They're just like, oh, she's got friends.
Yeah. We didn't even talk about stand-up comedy. We will next time that you're on the show.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Anyway. I don't really care that much about it.
Yeah, neither do I.
I don't like talking about it.
That's why when I have comedians on...
I hate talking about career.
No, I don't have a lot of comedians on because the ones I have, they have to be interesting besides comedy.
Exactly. I hate when they're just talking about the grind. I'm like, I get it. You go to mics.
Yeah, because Hannah loves when I have comedians on, but the comedians I have on are interesting people besides.
They're interesting people. They're not like slapstick stupid.
Well,
who have you had on that was cool?
We had Nikki Wants became your best, your BFF. Mm-hmm. We've had Angie Crumb. We've had
Angie Crumb's awesome. Yeah. I don't think I know Angie. You need to meet her.
We had Franchi San Pedro on last week. He's been doing comedy since the '80s.
Cool.
Anyway, so but I appreciate you coming.
Oh, and tomorrow I'm going to take a class with Pebbles.
I love Pebbles.
Yeah, I'm excited to hang out with Pebbles.
Yeah, Pebbles is cool. Yeah, we're going to have Pebbles and Liam on.
You got to have Pebbles on.
Yeah, we had Liam on. And Liam and his wife, and it was great.
Oh, Liam's wife, cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Star. Star?
Star's fine.
Well, Star, how can people get a hold of you and listen to your music? Your music is on all the streaming sites.
Yeah, you can find my song Kawaii by Star Alien. Soon to be just Star, not Star Alien, but right now it's Star Alien.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just want to be just Star.
Okay.
And it's on like Spotify, SoundCloud, iTunes, Apple Music.
Some like drum and bass going on.
I know, I was like, whoa. My website, staralienmusic.com or starabelard.com for modeling and staralien_ for Instagram.
Okay. And Hannah is Hail Hannah Box 666 on Instagram. Mm-hmm.
BAKK, not BACH.
Yes. And I am Goth Comedian on all social media. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.